From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday confirmed that he did reimburse $130,000 to his personal attorney after his attorney, Michael Cohen, paid that amount to silence an adult actress who claimed she had an affair with Mr. Trump.
Rudy Giuliani told Fox News Channel's Hannity the president reimbursed Michael Cohen with money funneled through Cohen's law firm.
It's not campaign money.
Legal analyst Jonathan Turley says the White House is trying to shift the narrative.
The clear effort here is to create a legal defense for the president, even at the cost of more political damage.
It all seems to contradict what the president himself said on Air Force One last month.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
Nor about where Cohen got the money.
These guys are making it up as they go along.
Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, on CBS This Morning.
I hope they keep talking and I hope they keep tweeting because our case just keeps getting better.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, said three detained Americans are expected to be freed from North Korea soon. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked to confirm this.
We certainly think it would be a very good sign if North Korea, and a wonderful gesture of goodwill, if North Korea were to release our three Americans who've been detained there.
Tony Kim and Kim Hak-sung were teaching at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology and separately detained in 2017. They were accused of participating in anti-state activities and trying to overthrow the government. The third detainee, Kim Dong-chul, was arrested on the northeast tip of North Korea in October 2015, sentenced to 10 years in prison for hard labor after being convicted of espionage. This is VOA News. According to the Pentagon, Chinese nationals are now accused to have pointed military-grade laser pointers at U.S. pilots operating out of the American base in Djibouti on numerous occasions. Officials have issued a former diplomatic complaint and demanded that Beijing investigate a series of incidents dating back several weeks. In one case, they say that two pilots on a C-130 cargo plane suffered minor eye injuries as they came in to land at the base in the Horn of Africa nation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he is committed to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, and that's according to China's foreign ministry. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Their meeting in Pyongyang underscored warming ties and Beijing's desire to remain a key player in the Korean Peninsula peace process. Foreign Minister Wang Yi also told Kim that Beijing backs North Korea's shift of focus to economic growth, along with its efforts to resolve its legitimate security concerns while taking steps to denuclearize. A statement said that China supports and congratulates Kim's summit meeting last week with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and the statement they issued. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A high-level U.S. trade delegation has begun talks with Chinese officials in Beijing as Washington tries to address deep concerns about China's economic policies. More from VOA's Michael Brown.
Chinese state media stated that China would stand up to what it called U.S. bullying if needed, but that it was better to work things out at the negotiating table. A breakthrough deal to fundamentally change China's economic policies is viewed as highly unlikely during the two-day visit, though a package of short-term Chinese measures could delay a U.S. decision to impose tariffs on about $50 billion worth of Chinese exports. Michael Brown, VOA News.
Iran's foreign minister said Thursday Iran will not renegotiate a 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. The statement was made days before President Donald Trump's deadline to decide if the U.S. will remain in that agreement. The foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, made those statements on YouTube.
On 11 occasions since, the U.N. nuclear watchdog has confirmed that Iran has implemented all its obligations.
And President Trump has said that he will pull out of that pact if amendments are not made. That includes a proposal to limit Iran's ballistic missile program, which Iran has maintained is a defensive deterrent. The three European countries that signed the agreement, Britain, France, and Germany, have repeatedly tried to persuade Mr. Trump not to withdraw from the agreement. China and Russia also signed that deal. All of them are signatory countries and members of the United Nations Security Council. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.